Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Let's talk about a couple of really nice white wines, one from Spain, one from Sardinia in Italy. And our first one was a white Rioja. It was the 2009 El Borzal single vineyard white Rioja, and it had a variety of grapes in it, 50% Viura, 15% Muscatel, 15% Malvasia, 15% Garnacha Blanca, and 5% of something called Jaén.
I had not heard of that one. Others I knew.
They make pepper out of it.
Oh.
Jaén pepper.
Aren't we sharp this morning?
We are indeed.
Aren't we hot this morning?
We are indeed. Well, I thought this was not an inexpensive wine. It was $36, but this had great acid. It had great body. It had wonderful structure, a nice long finish, 12.5% alcohol. I thought if you're looking for a serious white wine that isn't blousy, this is the wine to drink.
It's funny, when we were sipping this, we were reminiscing about really inexpensive white Riojas that we used to buy. I think it was Marques de Caceres that I used to sell to people to make white sangria from. And I always liked that wine, and it's sort of gone off my radar. This would not be necessarily the appropriate substitute, but it was really beautiful to see how white Rioja could be elegant and structured. A lot of stone fruit in this, apricot, orange peel. It was lean. It had really nice acidity that made the finish just go on and on and on. It was a lovely wine.
Our other one was the 2010 Villa Solais Vermentino, and this was from Sardinia. The producer was Santadi. This was a $16 bottle of wine, and I thought this was very lush, very ripe. If the other had yellow apples, this had lots of big, ripe, baked apples, gardenias, very, very perfumey, and a lovely wine, and nothing like our previous one.
Vermentino is a favorite of mine, and usually it's a little bit more briny. You get a little bit more of the salt air, the sea breeze in it. But as you said, this one was really rich. It was ripe, had pear. You said gardenia. I think that was right on. Very, very saturated in flavor and also in color. This was golden in every essence of the word.
Two really nice summer white wine possibilities. And for Word on Wine Review, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.